Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Alicia, and how can I help you on today?
Hi, I was calling because I called last week to get a refund for a product that I never received, and to also find out why money keeps trying to get drafted out of my account. And I spoke to a representative, and they said that I would see the refund within 5 business days. And it's been 5 business days, and I do not have a refund.
Okay. Well, if we can start off with your zip code, I can locate an account for you, and we can see what happened.
23666.
23666?
Yes.
Okay, and your first and last name, please.
Dina Newman.
Okay, 1 second. Let me try to locate an account for you. Okay, I'm not locating an account for you. Very slowly, can you spell your first and your last name, please?
My first name is Dina, and my last name is Newman.
Okay, and can you verify your shipping address for me?
It was most likely P.O. Box 7060. Hampton, Virginia, 23666.
Okay. Can you verify your phone number?
Should be 757-876-9756 or 804-238-2313.
And you said your shipping address is 1062 West Mercury Boulevard?
Mm-hmm. West Mercury. Oh. Yep, 23666.
Okay. I was able to locate an account for you. I'm just waiting for it to finish loading up here. You said there was a charge or an attempted bill for your account or on your card.
So, yeah, I was entered into a raffle or something for a KitchenAid mixer. So it directed me to put in my information, and I would get the KitchenAid mixer. And it was supposed to be for, like, $2.99 or $5.99. So a withdrawal came out of my account on November the 3rd for $5.74. And then on November the 6th, another withdrawal came out for $67.32. I never received the product. And then 2 times after that, more money tried to get drafted out of my account. But I declined it because I don't understand why money keeps getting drafted out of my account for this company. And I never received the product, so I want my full refund for the $5.74 and the $67.32 since I never received the product.
Okay, so I do see that here that $5.74 was the entry fee ticket for a chance to win that kitchenware. It's a sweepstakes and also a membership and up to the Factory Direct Savings Store, which you automatically enrolled yourself into when you paid that $574 for that raffle ticket. And the membership fee for the Factory Direct Savings Store is $67.32. And it does state in the terms and conditions that you will be billed 48 hours after signing up. And being a member, it gets you a $125 gift card via email to the Best Consumer Gadgets Club, which is an online web store, and you will receive that voucher each month that you are enrolled as a member, and you will be charged each month as well.
No, that's not what I signed up for. I did the raffle for the KitchenAid mixer. That was what I did it for. The KitchenAid mixer, I did not receive the KitchenAid mixer, so I want a refund. I don't want to be in a raffle. When I read it, it said that that was for the KitchenAid mixer that they had posted on the post. I don't
yes.
want coupons. I don't want any vouchers. I don't do that much shopping. I had a friend that was looking for a KitchenAid mixer, and I was like, oh, well, here's this raffle thing, so let me see if I can get it off of here. And it said that I had won the raffle for the KitchenAid mixer. So that's why I thought the $574 or the $6732 was going towards the KitchenAid mixer, not a membership, but that's not what I read when I inputted my information into the system. So I need to terminate whatever membership this is. And when I called last week or a week and a half ago, the guy disconnected the line on me. But he said that I would get my refund, and I have not received it yet, so.
Yes, ma'am, I completely understand. Give me just one moment. I'm going to go ahead and cancel out your account for you, and that will stop any and all future billing to your account, and I will also process your refund here. Give me just 1 second. I have to go on two different accounts.
Oh, it hasn't been canceled yet?
No, ma'am. Well, they were, one of them were, but it was only one that was canceled out. I don't see anything here that was notated, or I don't see anything here on the account that indicates that you had previously spoken with someone, let alone that there was a refund issued. Were you given a cancellation number?
No, the guy that I spoke to hung up on me. If you just hold on 1 second, I'm going to look at my call log to see when I called.
Okay, do you remember who you spoke with?
It was a guy. I don't know his name.
Okay. I do take that back. I do see one notation here for the person that you did speak with. I do apologize, but it's more than I have to go on each charge individually and cancel each of them out. And I just got back onto this. I just got onto this charge here. And I do see that you guys did discuss a refund, but it wasn't issued. So that's why I wasn't seeing that. I'll take care of that for you. Give me just one moment.
Okay, thank you.
I do apologize for the way I'm issuing the refund for the $574 now, and then I'm moving on to the next charge.
Okay, that's fine. I appreciate it.
It's no problem. Okay, so I've got that issue, that refund issued out to you for the $67 and the $5. I do have a cancellation number here for you if you would like to write that down.
Yes, ma'am. Please, thank you. I'm ready.
Let me know when you're, okay. So I have C as in Charlie, 2624, 524, 54.
Okay, so Charlie, 2624524454.
Yes, ma'am.
And that was for the 6752?
That's for both of them.
Oh, both of them, okay.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else that I can do for you?
No, that's all. And I just want to make sure I am taken out of the membership sweepstakes or whatever it is.
Yes, ma'am. I've already canceled that out for you.
Okay. And what was your name?
Alicia.
Can you spell that, please?
A-L-I-C-I-A.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You too, and thank you for calling customer support.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.